If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Welcome to CBS Mornings on this Tuesday. I'm Gail King.
I'm Tony DeCoppo.
And I'm Nate Burleson.
We're going to begin with America's fast-evolving response to the newest strain of the coronavirus. It's called the Omicron variant. President Biden is urging caution, but he says lockdowns are currently not, we repeat, not on the table. Health officials warn it's likely the strain is already here in this country. Nancy Cordes is at the White House with more on the story. Nancy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gail. The president said that this variant is not a cause for panic, but that it is a cause for concern. And while we still don't know exactly how strong Omicron is, the CDC is already adjusting its vaccine guidance, recommending last night that all U.S. adults get a booster.
It is very likely that this virus is already here in the United States and circulating.
The CDC's new guidance says everyone ages 18 and older should get a booster 6 months after their initial Pfizer or Moderna series or 2 months after getting J&J. Dr. Michael Osterholm says the U.S. could be in for a rough winter.
People don't realize we're more susceptible today in this country as a whole because of the number of people who are now 6, 7, or 8 months out who have not gotten their boosters and who are now starting to revert back to a much higher risk.
And new overnight, the CEO of Moderna reportedly said the existing vaccines could be much less effective against Omicron, telling the Financial Times, quote, all the scientists I've talked to are like, this is not going to be good. State and local officials aren't waiting to find out, pleading with the unvaccinated to get the shot now.
The longer you wait, the more risk you're taking.
New York City issued new advisories recommending a return to masking indoors.
We're telling you, get those masks back on now. It's smart to do.
Dozens of countries, including the U.S., have now imposed travel bans to and from countries in southern Africa, where the variant was first detected. It's left travelers stranded around the world.
There's several thousand Europeans trying to get home via the only routes available, which it's a mess for everyone.
The UN Secretary General argued the people of Africa should not be penalized for identifying and sharing crucial science. President Biden defended the ban.
We needed time to give people an opportunity to say, get that vaccination now before it heads. It's going to move around the world.
The new Omicron variant is also threatening a rebounding economy. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is scheduled to testify today before the Senate Banking Committee. And according to his prepared testimony, he is going to say that the variant poses a risk to employment, uncertainty for inflation, and that it could make the supply chain crisis worse. We know that stocks are already taking a hit. And the concern, Tony, is that some workers who were about to return to the workplace may now be reluctant to do so.
Yeah, wait and see has become wait and worry, Nancy. Thank you very much. In our next hour on this subject, we're going to talk with the director of the National Institutes of Health, that is Dr. Francis Collins, try to get some clarity on all of it. Meanwhile, turning overseas, U.S. is not alone in its fight against the Omicron variant. Cases have now been reported in at least 19 other countries or territories all around the world, including South Africa, where the strain was first identified. And that's where we find our Deborah Pata, who's been spending time with scientists there doing absolutely crucial research into the origins of this strain. And they've already learned a lot.
This is ground zero for Omicron. Scientists in this high-risk biohazard lab arm themselves for another day on the COVID battlefront. They are hot on the trail of the new mutant strain circling the globe.
Zay, I'm coming to give you a cryo box from the freezer.
Here, they are growing live Omicron, which will be tested against the blood of fully vaccinated people, as well as those who were previously infected. Heading up this team at the Africa Health Research Institute is virologist Alex Segal.
This is probably the most mutated virus we'd ever seen.
The variant has more than 50 mutations, over 30 in the spike protein, making it easier to attach itself to human cells.
It's more of a Frankenstein than others, but it's always something new. I mean, the virus keeps surprising us.
Now they are collaborating with other scientists to determine if the variant blunts vaccine immunity.
This lab has received multiple requests for samples of Omicron, which are being packed to be shipped off to other research institutes around the country.
Infectious disease expert Richard Lessels works next door at the sequencing lab that helped identify the new variant and is studying the spread of Omicron in real time.
What's critical now over the next week or two is to really see in the data what the pattern is there. Is there an increasing rate of infections in the vaccinated? And what is the severity of disease in those individuals?
Segal believes Omicron has been clocking up evolutionary changes for well over 6 months now by lurking in an immune-compromised person who was unable to clear a COVID infection. He warns as long as Africa lags behind in vaccinations, this won't be the last mutation.
We're going to learn together the rest of the Greek alphabet. Unless we understand why these variants evolve, how they evolve, and be able to predict them.
There's been an uptick in infections amongst young people in South Africa, but these scientists are confident that existing vaccines will protect against serious illness and hospitalization. They'll have those answers in less than 10 days. Nate?
Deborah Pata, thank you. We now turn to the Ghislaine Maxwell sex abuse trial, where witnesses are continuing testimony this morning. In opening statements, the prosecution called Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein partners in crime. Maxwell is accused of recruiting and grooming underage girls for Epstein's alleged sex abuse ring. She pleaded not guilty to all charges. Mola Lange is at the federal courthouse in Manhattan. Mola, good morning.
Well, good morning, Nate. Ghislaine Maxwell sat in court yesterday, largely unanimated, but seemingly engaged in the process, at times taking notes, passing them to her attorneys. The prosecution spoke first for about 35 minutes, describing Maxwell as the lady of Jeffrey Epstein's house. As you mentioned, his partner in crime, saying that he knew exactly what was going on. Prosecutors repeated the claim that Maxwell normalized alleged sexual misconduct and was at times in the room when it happened and perhaps participated at times. The defense spent roughly an hour making their case, painting the 59-year-old as a scapegoat for a man who behaved badly and said that Epstein's death left a gaping hole in the pursuit of justice that Maxwell is now filling as a sort of stand-in for Epstein. The defense also took aim at the four accusers in the indictment, saying that they were just after a payday, that they've shaken the money tree and received the millions of dollars from the victim's compensation fund. Now, we expect to hear from those four accusers during the course of what's expected to be at least a month-long trial. We also expect to hear more from people who worked for Epstein, members of his staff. Gail?
All right, Mola Lange, thank you. We're learning new details this morning about the sexual harassment investigation that led to the resignation of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The information is also raising some fresh questions about the role of the former governor's brother, that CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, in defending him. Our national correspondent, Jerika Duncan, has been following that story and joins us in the studio with the latest. Good morning to you, Jerika.
Good morning, Gil. The New York Attorney General released almost 9 hours of video footage of Andrew Cuomo's testimony in July, where he repeatedly and at times combatively denies claims of sexual harassment. Six of his accusers' video testimony was also released. They detailed Cuomo's alleged misconduct. The release also included new written testimony and evidence about the ex-governor's brother, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo. Transcripts show the younger Cuomo was more directly involved than previously known about and how the governor should respond to the allegations and the crisis swirling around him. Chris Cuomo said this on his CNN program in August after the governor's resignation.
I'm not an advisor. I'm a brother. I wasn't in control of anything. I was there to listen and offer my take and my advice to my brother.
But text messages reveal he was often in contact with his brother's top aide, Melissa DeRosa. In one, he begs to help the governor's prep for his responses. And another, he says he will use his sources to find out about possible new accusers coming forward. An email from CBS News regarding Nora O'Donnell's interview with Andrew Cuomo's former assistant executive was even forwarded to Chris Cuomo for his thoughts on then the upcoming story. CNN has said it is now looking into the new documents and will seek additional clarity about their significance as they relate to CNN over the next several days. An attorney for Chris Cuomo told CBS News that he was honest with investigators, and Andrew Cuomo denies any wrongdoing. In a statement, his spokesperson said the attorney general, who is now a candidate for governor here in New York State, released the edited video of testimony to damage political opponents. It's a lot to be said here, Tony.
A lot going on. The plot thickens and deepens. We'll keep following it. Jerika, thank you very much. Taking a turn here to a kind of advisory for shoppers, millions of Americans are holiday shopping, competing for the best deals with a certain tireless shopper who works 24/7, and I gotta say, this is not a fair fight. Retail experts say a large share of online buying is now being done by automated robots, bots, software designed to scoop up gigantic amounts of very popular items and then resell them to actual people at higher prices. As Mark Strassman reports, the problem has only gotten worse since the pandemic began.
Take Sony's PS5 gaming console, a hot item in this second COVID Christmas. About $500 retail, but good luck. No store seems to have one. Ask Dave Kennedy, a father of two teenage boys.
I've been on Marketplace and on, like, even on eBay and that, and the astronomical.
How much?
The lowest I think I've seen is about $950. You know, it's frustrating. It's absolutely frustrating. You know, there's kids that want it, and there's adults buying these things to resell them.
Think of shoppers shoving each other aside in stores. Online, that stampede is invisible. Grinch bots, automated software, relentlessly searching, finding, snapping up hot consumer items in nanoseconds before you can.
It's not illegal, but it's certainly unethical.
So not black market, but gray market.
Gray market, for sure.
We met Pam Murphy, the CEO of Imperva, a cybersecurity company, at their headquarters outside of San Francisco.
Here we've got an example of a bad bot trying to get through. This is
Imperva's customers include major retailers. They face a perfect Grinchbot storm, the pandemic, a surge in online shopping, and America's supply chain crisis.
They basically go onto retail sites and they basically scan the inventory at a rate often of more than once per second, and they effectively buy it up before the average consumer can.
The average consumer doesn't have a chance.
Doesn't have a chance. Causes a lot of frustration. It adds no value to the economy. You have bot operators taking the margin and it goes into an underground economy. So no, it's not a good thing for society.
Bots don't get tired, bots never sleep. And during the pandemic, bot activity on retail sites doubled. That's why online you're seeing more of this CAPTCHA command. It's a bot blocker. Nobody gets all of them, right?
You're right, it can never be 100%.
Last month, Nintendo introduced its gaming console, the Switch OLED edition. Grinchbot activity doubled. Last Christmas, the PS5 was new. Bot traffic surged 800%. Murphy, a mother of two, looked for one everywhere.
I ended up purchasing it at a multiple of what the street market is from a site that I wasn't sure, honestly, was genuine.
How much over retail did you end up paying?
2 to 3x.
How did that make you feel?
Frustrated.
Like Dave Kennedy this Christmas.
You feel a certain amount of pressure to deliver.
Absolutely. It's a letdown for them when you can't, right? I'll keep trying, yeah.
Even though you know what you're up against.
Sometimes you get lucky.
He knows the underground economy he's up against. No ifs, ands, or buts. For CBS Mornings, Mark Strassman, San Francisco.
Now, I know the Grinch stole Christmas, but don't you let these Grinch bots steal your joy while you do your holiday shopping.
find cars like these on Auto Trader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.